You Move on Stray Living.
So what would you say are the first key things that you need to consider when you are choosing an agent to sell your house?
Well, I'd just have a look on the internet at some of the agents that you're thinking of using and just seeing what their presence is like, what the photographs are like. Are they taking good professional photographs? Because ultimately, on Rightmove, you've only got 2.8 seconds to catch somebody's attention.
Really?
So to get that attention, the photographs have got to be good. And is it just the standard shot from across the road that makes everybody yawn? Or is it something a bit different that catches the eye and draws people in? And those sort of things are really, really important. Also, while you're there, you can assess the agent's website, because some agents' websites are not particularly brilliant, some are really good, and you've got to make sure that, because 60% of people that see it on Rightmove or Zoopla will then pop through to the agent's website to have a look. And if the agent's website's not doing its job, then it's letting your house down.
Yeah, it gives a bad impression overall, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Back to the photo thing. I think sometimes I would think, oh, well, I could just take a photo just as well. I take a photo of a room and it looks about 2 metres squared.
Mm.
And getting that angle and getting everything right and the lighting and everything, you know, taking it at the right time of day, that will make a massive difference.
It does. And at YouMove, we're all trained. I had to go down to Hertfordshire to be trained by the Property Photography Academy. Try and say that after a beer.
Property Photography Academy.
And they train us on how to take photographs at the right angles, how not to make the room look bigger than it is, and just to give the property its best opportunity to sell. So that's important. A lot of agents, it's just the lads out of the office, they've never had any training, they don't know what they're doing, they just go in and take the photographs, and some quality of the photographs are just absolutely appalling. So just check those online and just see whether you think those photographs would do your home justice.
There is no doubting that a lot of the most recent jumps in selling houses have been this sort of creation of selling your house online, just on certain websites.
Yeah, yeah.
What is that all about,
right?
And how should we even, how should we see that?
Traditionally, you've had the agent with shop premises, office premises, and that's how everybody's gone. Then has come along the new breed of what we call online agents, and they won't have people showing people around their house. They may not even take the photos. You might have to take your own photos, and it's all about what you want, really. If you want a quality service that's going to sell your home and probably for more money than you're going to get online, then you're actually probably costing yourself money. Yes, it seems cheaper in the short term. It may be a fixed fee, $7.99. You've got to pay that up front. What incentive is there to sell your house at that? But then are you getting the full value that you could for your home? Because if the agent can get you another £10,000, the difference between that and the fees is small. So you're probably going to be £9,000 better off because an agent's done the job properly. So having somebody on the ground that's going to do the viewings, because that's so important, is not just a key holder opening the door and letting somebody in, but somebody that will actually walk around the home with the person who's looking and sell the home while they're in there. That will get you more money than using an online agent and doing it yourself.
Your home is your biggest asset, your most important item in your life. Why would you, you know, essentially shove it on something like eBay?
You just wouldn't. And that's just what you're doing, really. Everybody thinks an agent does the same job. They don't. Different agents do different things. Just think about it for a minute, because it could cost you 10 or 20,000 by not using the agent.
Using an agent like YouMove, unlike those online sites, you get a person.
The real McCoy. Yeah,
you're sat here in front of me.
You
wouldn't get that.
What we do at YouMove is totally different, in that we take you right through the whole process. So I'll come and see you before we even put the home in the market. Find out what your motivation is for moving, why you're wanting to do it. Then we put your home on the market for you, and you've got me the whole way through. I'm doing the viewings. I'm telling you how they've gone. I'll negotiate on your behalf for the sale. Then we follow it right the way through, and you've got me until you're walking out the door and handing over the keys. I'm there to help you every step along the way. And that is so important. It is a big, emotional, stressful thing that you're doing, and you need to know that you've got that support and help whilst you're doing that.
Obviously, you also shove all the houses on the relevant
sites. Oh, yeah, because about 18 months ago, Agents Mutual, which is an association of estate agents, got together to develop their own portal, which is called On The Market. Being tied into that, which they have done for 5 years, they are not allowed to use both the other portals, which are Rightmove and Zoopla. Zoopla are huge. They have got a huge market presence, and about 49% of people looking for homes. It goes out onto the Sunday Times website, the Times website, Mail on Sunday's website, and your home gets filtered through to all of those by being on Zoopla. If your house isn't on Rightmove and on Zoopla, it could be the reason why perhaps it's not selling, or you're not getting the viewings that you thought that you should.
People look at Rightmove and Zoopla just as a fun thing to do. I'm not looking to buy a house, but I love having a good look through all the houses. Yeah. And if there wasn't a house on there, I wouldn't even have known to look for it.
Yeah. No, you've got to be on those portals. And as I say, most of the agents will be on Rightmove, but a lot of them now, to save money for themselves rather than to benefit the client, are actually not using Zoopla.
If people want to come along and talk to you, Tom, at YouMove, what's the best way for them to get in touch?
Oh, they can go onto the website, which is www.ewemove.com, or give us a ring, 01423 606 506. Glad to talk to them.
And one more thing quickly, just give us a quick reminder of the competition that's running.
Just a bit of fun. We're giving away 50 quid's worth of Marks vouchers in a draw, and all you've got to do to enter it is like our Facebook page and throw up a picture of the car if you've seen it around Harrogate.
You won't miss it. It's got bright green sheep on it.
Oh yeah, it's quite subtle, isn't it?
Tom Lawrence from YouMove, thank you so much.
No, thank you. YouMove on Stray Living.